This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Countries across Europe have been scrambling to accelerate coronavirus vaccinations to outpace the spread of the Delta variant. The urgency coincides with Europe's summer holiday months, with fair weather bringing more social gatherings and governments reluctant to clamp down on them. Social distancing is commonly neglected, especially among the young, and some countries are scrapping the requirement to wear masks outdoors. Incentives for people to get shots include free groceries, vouchers for entertainment and travel, as well as lotteries. The European Center for Disease Control says the risk of infection from the Delta variant is high to very high for partially or unvaccinated communities. After a slow vaccination rollout, Indonesia is now racing to inoculate as many people as possible as it battles an explosion of cases that have strained hospitals. On Saturday, the strictest measures this year enter force, including work from home, the closure of places of worship and malls and restaurants, allowed delivery only, an adequate global vaccine supply in the complicated geography of the world's largest archipelago nation are some of the biggest challenges. Fueled by travel during May holidays and the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus, surge has overwhelmed clinics, with some turning away patients and telling them to bring their own oxygen tanks. Authorities in Japan say at least 19 people are missing after a powerful mudslide swept away rows of homes in southwest of Tokyo. A spokesman says dozens of homes may have been buried in the town, known for hot springs. Self-defense forces are joining firefighters and police in the rescue operation, and evacuation warnings have been issued for a wide area. More at voanews.com. This is VOA.